all, let's gather and worship. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. I lift my eyes unto these hills, a mighty God has made. Each mountain shouts, each valley thrills to sing the Savior's praise. Come one, come all, let's gather and worship. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Oh Lord, I put my trust in you, and never be ashamed. Your mighty arm has rescued me, and I will praise your name. Your voices in praise to the Lord. Come one, come all, let's gather and worship. Come one, come all, throw open the door. Come one, come all, the song is beginning. Lift up your voices in praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord.
Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And at 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what should a Christian do about loans? Sounds like a very practical search. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our guest speaker, our brother Charles Meyer Sr., will be bringing the message from the scriptures, and that it will concern death, pain, suffering, and our relationship to the living word of a just God. The men's Bible study will meet Tuesday, July 10th at 7 p.m. here in the conference room. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature the reading from the Book of Psalms. Continue in the Book of Psalms, reading Psalms 106 and 107 this Wednesday. Please refer to your insert in your bulletin for activity scheduled this week and next Sunday, along with other pertinent information, and also refer to the church bulletin for this afternoon's activity. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Brother Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last hymns of the stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 13, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty.
Thank you, brother. And good morning once again. It's good to see some new faces, some old faces, and some faces in between. Amen. So once again, that song that we're going to be singing this morning, starting off with number 13, Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty.
Now to his temple.
ahead and turn your hymnals to 297, God Will Take Care of You. Valleys are, how steep those mountains are, it is good to know that God will take care of us through each and every way. Now go ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to 354, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Please remain standing for prayer. Before our pastoral prayer, we have some people sick, and first I want to report that Maida's father made it. He is under stabilization in the hospital in Auckland, and he responded to the medicine, and he's 89. As you know, he was short breath and low blood pressure, signs of you're going to go home very soon. But the Lord was merciful and gave him strength. And they are waiting now for when he awake, he will be in a normal condition. Also, we went to Stanford and visited with John Bell. And I hope that John is doing well. He's back home, all right. And also, Betty Chanello has 4 hours, very strong moments of observation. And you know, in the hospital, when they tell you observation is the injectable kind of things for reactions on her cancer, and she will be scheduled for radiation this coming week. But she requested to me to pass this to you, that she loved all of you but she's awful tired. And so as you go to Pacific Hill, please do not visit Betty Cianello. She is not in a condition to have people except some members of the family. Pray for her. The cancer is totally covering the body. And so they don't know where to start with the radiation. That's the problem, but God can do his radiation, all right? And that's my hope. Let's pray together. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise and glory and honor. We also come humbly before you, admitting our great need for you. Not simply a partial need, Lord, but a comprehensive, deep, constant, and daily need. Thank you that you give grace to the humble. And so we humble ourselves before you and ask that you will pour out your grace and mighty measure today upon us. Graciously speak to us today. Graciously touch our hearts, O Lord, and graciously working in us to will and to do according to your good pleasure. And graciously transforms our life to the image of the one that we love so much, the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, by the Holy Spirit, unfold your word and make it alive to us. Lord, we confess that we can only live by every word that proceeds from your mouth, so speak to us this morning. In grace and in mercy, heal the sick, Helen Menick, Betty Cianello, Anne Peretto, John Bell, Romulo Noriel, Jesse Dickinson, Pedro Apollinar, and Mr. Lee Mathers, a father now under recovery. Cover us with your love and cover our missionaries with your love. So we ask for blessings upon them, Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Benal Madena, Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Martha Poretti in Buenos Aires, Jose and Diane Avila now looking for a mission where to join forces together in his ministry. The Informed Choice in Morgan Hill, the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, Oregon, and Daniel Lacey in the Road Race Ministries. Dear God, make us cheerful givers of our tithes and our offerings. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated, please. Thank you.
Choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the second book of the Chronicles. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 557. We will be reading 2 Chronicles chapter 33 verses 10 through 17. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, 2 Chronicles chapter 33 verses 10 through 17. And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord, his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto them. And he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Amen. Now after this, he built a wall without the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entering in at the fish gate, encompassed about Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places, yet unto the Lord their God only. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for providing your written word, which is entirely reliable. It's the greatest source of truth that's essential, Father, to choosing eternal life instead of death. And as Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we repeat those words. We parrot those words, Lord. There is no other place that we can go. So we thank you that you have made it possible that we can go to you. And we thank you that you are a God of mercy and that we can confess our sins and turn from our wicked ways. And Father, you'll forgive us as you had promised. We praise our sinless Lord and Savior, whom you sent to pay the penalty for those sins, so that you can have mercy on whomever you will have mercy. Though the world is hostile to the truth that you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have created all things, and the Lord Jesus Christ has all authority in heaven and earth, and by your grace we believe you and not man. We bless you and thank you for such a great salvation. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes now to preach from the words of Scripture, which will never pass away. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. And if there be any listening who do not know the joy of your salvation, Father, we pray that they would come to believe also and be saved. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen.